This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Preliminary elections are underway in more than a dozen cities and towns across the Commonwealth today. In Newton, voters are going to the polls to vote for Mayor Brenda and Walter Cooper. Had a message outside the Hyde Community Center.
Just come out and vote. It doesn't make any difference, really, who you vote for. Just come out and vote.
Ditto. That's where our power and that's where our strength is.
And in Boston, the five major candidates for mayor are spreading out across the city, making those final pitches to voters.
I'm a mom with kids in the schools. I'm living the challenges. And I also have a decade of experience in City Hall, knowing how to get things done.
I'm ready to, as mayor, continue to build affordable housing and make sure that we have the best public schools in the country.
It's an exciting day. I'm thrilled that I had the opportunity to be on this ballot. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to lead this city.
You know, this city gave me everything. It took a poor girl from Roxbury and sent me to Princeton University. And by every metric, I've been successful. And I want every family, whether they're native born or they got here this morning, to have access to the same opportunity I had.
There's a lot of work that remains. I'm really proud of what we've done in 5 months, but there's so much more work and certainly hope to be able to do that work over the course of the next 4 years.
That was Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu, former City Economic Chief John Barros, City Councilors Anissa Asaibi-George and Andrea Campbell, and Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey. Now, WBUR's Simone Rios is at Florian Hall in Dorchester, joins us. Simone, welcome back. Simone, do we have you? So I don't have Simone Rios, but we're going to try again now. Simone, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Simone. It's great to be able to reach you at Florian Hall. Tell me what you're seeing there right now.
Yeah, so right now in front of Florian Hall, there's probably 20 people out holding signs. Anissa Asaibi-George, the candidate from Dorchester, is here right now. All the supporters here, the people out campaigning, are for Anissa. Erin Murphy is another candidate for city council who has some support here, but this is a very Anissa heavy area. And I spoke to one of the poll workers inside, and they're saying that they have about 300 people, 400 people so far, and that's out of 1,200 registered voters. That was as of 2:30. So this is kind of a hotbed of political activity in Dorchester.
And we can expect, Simone, that at various polls around the city, because this is a local race, that you're going to see different candidates sort of in favor depending on where you are, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. We have colleagues in different parts of the city connecting with different candidates. Here in Dorchester. And it also depends what part of Dorchester we're talking about. Florian Hall is in the south of Dorchester. It's a whiter, kind of Irish working class neighborhood. There's a lot of support for police and firefighters. So certainly it depends on what part of the city you decide to go to.
So let's talk about that support that you've been hearing for candidates. Tell us about the issues people brought to the polls with them today.
You know, Tiziana, I've been covering Boston elections for the last 6 years, and I always ask voters what their top issues are. And almost universally, it's housing and development. This year, of course, it's COVID as well. That might have become the number one issue. But it's not the only thing. You know, people talk about environmentalism, for example, and police reform. So one of the people I spoke to today at Florian Hall is the wife of a Boston police officer, Robin McCarthy. And here's what she had to say about why she's supporting Anissa.
My husband's been a policeman, and throughout the past few years, I would honest to God say that the morale from the police has been so terrible because not just the politicians, but the public in general. Their attitude towards policemen is just terrible.
Now, you know, this could be an important issue, maybe not the defining issue in this election, but given that Anissa Asaibi-George is among the candidates vying really for second place, while Michelle Wu is expected to make it to the final two for the general election in November, I'm interested to see how this issue of police reform shapes up. Anissa Hasaibe George getting the endorsement of former police commissioner Willie Gross, for example. But then on the other hand, the other major candidates, the four other candidates, have all spoken about police reform. Andrea Campbell, for one, has talked about reallocating 10% of police budget to things like youth development and intervention. So it'll be interesting to see how that one issue kind of plays out as we figure out who the final two candidates are going to be.
This does get more and more interesting as we go along. WBUR reporter Simone Rios, we will continue to follow this with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tiziana.
So joining us now for an update on how the day's going is Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin. Secretary Galvin, nice to talk to you. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So yesterday you predicted about 100,000 people will vote in the Boston preliminary election today. It's about a 25% turnout.
Right.
What made you arrive at that number? And can you tell us how that would compare to sort of average turnouts in other preliminary elections?
Well, let me start by saying it's a best estimate or guess if you want. The complications are that measuring the level of interest and the uniformity of the level of interest across the city is very difficult. The other, and it's a positive complication, if you want to call it that, is the opportunity for people to vote by mail, which in previous municipal elections in Boston we did not have. It's our hope that will increase the turnout. So I made that projection yesterday of 100,000 to 110,000, believing that despite that, I didn't see the intensity in some of the requests. For instance, the number of requests for vote by mail was about 46,000 versus 60,000 last year for the state primary in September. So, but I'm still optimistic. I hope to be wrong, but at the moment I don't think I am. It's very hard to measure exactly what's happening because, once again, even though we know how many vote by mail ballots were requested and we have some idea how many have been returned, they're in the process of being returned today. People must return them by 8 o'clock tonight to make sure they're counted. In fact, we've been urging, and I urged yesterday, if you have a vote by mail ballot, do not put it in the mail. I said yesterday, bring it to a Dropbox or Boston City Hall. That having been said, the 12 noon numbers that we had from the city was we had 36,558 ballots cast. In some places, we know that does include some of the vote by mail. Some. Now, if you contrast that with the vote that was cast at the same hour 8 years ago, when again you had an open mayoral seat, it was 39,451. So it would seem as if, and that total came to 113,000 for the day. So it would seem as if we're on track for about the same. But there are some anomalies. For instance, East Boston seems to be voting much more heavily today than it did 8 years ago. And there are other communities throughout the city that are, some not as much. So we're going to wait, and we'll have 3 o'clock numbers coming in fairly soon. We'll have 6 o'clock numbers coming in. But this is really all about guesstimating what's going to come out. I'm assuming and hoping that the campaigns are trying to pull their supporters out. The other factor that's going to contribute to the turnout is where you have district council races, especially open seats, which we have 3, which I think will probably contribute to a higher turnout in those communities and hopefully bring out the turnout overall. The uniqueness of this election, the uniqueness of the field, one would hope would inspire people to vote. And as I said, I'll be delighted to be wrong and have had a bigger turnout. But when you look at the history of the turnouts, both in the preliminary elections for mayor when it was 113 8 years ago, substantially less than that 4 years ago when former Mayor Walsh was running for re-election, and then you look at, for instance, last year in the state primary, we had a lot of races, and it was only 147,000 the whole city. That was the U.S. Senate races up. And in 2018, which I looked at particularly at the state primary because you had the very hot contest then for Congress that it was ultimately won by Anna Presley, about 100,000 people voted. So the range seems to be 100 to 130, 140 is tops. So that's the range we're talking about.
So just a couple of things. First, you mentioned the uniqueness of this election in Boston. So just to remind listeners, this is the first time that a white man will not be the next mayor of Boston. So it is unique. You talked a moment ago about the deadline of 8 p.m. for people to drop off mail-in ballots. No, don't mail them at this point. point, drop them
correct.
Off. You
yes.
said drop boxes are City Hall. How can people find out?
Well, they're at drop boxes throughout the city.
Yeah, where can
City Hall.
Where? How
if
can
you go
people
to my
find
official
out?
Website, the list of drop boxes is there. If you go to the city's election department website, the list is there. In most places throughout the city, they tend to either be at police stations or public libraries, places where there is surveillance of the box itself. I will tell you also that there will be people from the election department and a police officer present towards the final hours to drop it off. So it's still not too late. If you still have your ballot, you can take it to the drop box. If you have your ballot and you are concerned about that, you might be well advised to vote in person. The fact that you ask for a vote by mail ballot doesn't mean that you can't vote in person if you've not returned it. So I would suggest that's the other alternative people have.
And if you vote by person, then obviously don't also return
well, you can't.
Right.
There'll be one of the complications this evening we're going to be confronting is they will be cross-checking late arriving ballots to make sure those people had not already voted. So that will slow things down a bit. I mean, tonight's going to be a fairly complicated count, not terribly, but we're going to be counting the ballots that are at the polling cast today at the polls. That'll be the easiest part of the process. Then the numbers will have to be adjusted for the vote by mails that were centrally tabulated. In some areas of the city, the amount of vote by mail was so high that it is going to be centrally tabulated in City Hall. The candidates have been noticed of this, and those numbers will then be added into the grand totals.
So those
will be factors that will contribute to the delay in the actual final tally.
So before we lose you, I know you're busy today. There are mayoral elections in cities across the state,
right,
ranging from Somerville, Framingham, Lynn, Newton. Are you expecting similar kinds of turnouts?
Pretty much. I mean, they vary. The intensity varies from place to place. The places that are likely to have the greatest turnout, you mentioned Somerville has an open mayoral first time in 18 years. You mentioned Framingham, where it's an incumbent seeking reelection, but there are multiple candidates. Also, Lynn has an open mayoral seat. That, too, will bring out a fairly good turnout. So we're optimistic. It'll be somewhere in the range of 20 to 30%, depending upon what it is. And their voting patterns change from city to city, too. Some places are more likely to vote in the evening. It's beautiful night, evening, afternoon. It's an opportunity for people to vote. This is positioning the final ticket. All of these are nonpartisan, so the top two, irrespective of party, go forward.
All right.
And then the November 2nd will be the final election.
We will check back in with you again. I know it's a busy day. Thank you for checking in with us. Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin there, again, giving us a little time on a very busy preliminary election day.